Bible reading number 177, 2 Kings 4, verses 18 through 37. Elisha raised the dead. The child grew older. One day he went out to his father, who was with the men harvesting grain. The boy said to his father, "Oh, my head, my head!" The father said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." The servant picked him up and took him to his mother. The boy lay on his mother's lap until noon. Then he died. She went up and put the boy on Elisha's bed. Elisha was the man of the one true God. Then she shut the door behind her and went outside. She called to her husband. She said, "Please send me one of the male servants and one of the donkeys. Then I can go quickly to the man of the one true God and come back." The woman's husband said, "Why do you want to go to Elisha today? It is not the new moon festival or the Sabbath day." She said, "It will be all right." Then she saddled the donkey and said to her male servant, "Lead on. Don't slow down for me unless I tell you to." So she traveled to Elisha, the man of the one true God, at Mount Carmel. The man of the one true God saw her coming at a distance, so he said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, there's the woman from Shunem. Please run to meet her now. Ask her, 'Are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is the little boy all right?'" She answered Gehazi, "Everything is all right." Then she came to Elisha, the man of the one true God, at the mountain. She caught hold of his feet. Gehazi came near to pull her away. But the man of the one true God said to Gehazi, "Let her alone. She's very upset, and Yahweh has not told me about it. He has hidden it from me." She said, "Oh, my master, I did not tell you that I wanted a son. Didn't I say, 'Don't fool me'?" Then Elisha said to Gehazi, "Get ready. Take my walking stick in your hand and go quickly. If you meet anyone, don't greet him. If anyone greets you, don't answer him. Lay my walking stick on the face of the boy." But the child's mother said, "As surely as the always present one lives, and as you live, I won't leave you." So Elisha got up and followed her. Gehazi had gone on ahead. He laid the walking stick on the boy's face, but the child did not talk. There was no response. Then Gehazi went back to meet Elisha. He told Elisha, "The boy did not wake up." Elisha came into the house, and behold, the child was lying on Elisha's bed. He was dead. When Elisha entered the room, he shut the door. Only he and the child were in the room. Then Elisha prayed to Yahweh. Elisha got up on the bed and lay on top of the child. He stretched himself out on top of the little boy. Elisha put his mouth on the child's mouth. He put his eyes on the child's eyes and his hands on the child's hands. Then the boy's skin became warm. Then Elisha got off and walked around the room, back and forth. And he went back and stretched himself on the child again. Then the boy sneezed 7 times, and the boy opened his eyes. Elisha called Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite woman." And he did. When she came to Elisha, he said, "Pick up your son." She went and fell at Elisha's feet. She bowed face down on the floor. Then she picked up her son and left the room.